Hello and a pleasant welcome to this edition of the program Access to Justice, a Carter Center sponsored program on Star Radio FM 104. The program seeks to improve rule of law and increase legal literacy across Liberia. Well, you know, nowadays in Liberia, land disputes are rife, sometimes leading to bloodshed and even massacres. The Coletown Massacre is a classic example. So on today's edition of Access to Justice, we want to find out whether courts are capable of settling land disputes. And to discuss this critical topic, I have with me the Solicitor General of Liberia, who's always generous to be on Access to Justice, Tiawan Gangolo. Welcome, Councillor Gangolo.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And my name is Bruce Boy, your legal friend. Do stay with us if you can. To put your points through on Access to Justice, or to ask the Solicitor General how to handle land disputes, you can call us on 077-281-266, 077-281-266, or 06-471-425, 06-471-425, and you will be talking with the Solicitor General, asking him your question on how to handle your land dispute. So you right back on the program. Welcome again, Councillor Gangolo.
Thank you.
Well, you heard the intro, Councillor Gangolo. Land disputes are now rife nowadays in Liberia. Is it possible to handle a land dispute in a court of law?
Yes, but let me go back and talk about how land people can, legally acquire land.
Right. How do we acquire land?
I think let's talk about it. There are several ways of acquiring land. Or real properties. One, you may inherit it from your parents.
That means your parents can give it to you.
Right. Maybe your parent, if they die and you are the child of your parent or group of children can distribute the real property.
Okay.
You inherit it. Then two, you can purchase it either from the government. If you are the first purchaser, you buy it from the Republic of Liberia. All the land in this republic belongs to the Republic of Liberia.
Why?
So you buy it because Liberia is a sovereign state. It belongs, all of the land and everything in this republic belongs to the Republic of Liberia first. So you purchase it from the Republic of Liberia. And if, for example, you have bought it from Republic of Liberia first, and the evidence of purchase is that the president must sign the first deed, public land sale deed, from the president to you, Bruce Boy, for example.
Yeah.
Then if I want to buy a portion of that land from you, you give me deed. And if somebody wants to buy a portion from me, I give the president deed like that.
Okay.
That's how land has been going from generation to generation since the establishment of the Liberian state. Another way is, your parents can be alive and they can also execute deed to you,
They bought the land.
Yeah, they bought land from the Republic of Liberia, from someone else. And some parents will say, well, in life, we'll stay right here and divide the properties among our children before we pass out. So they execute deeds to you.
Okay.
And then, when they pass out, there's no controversy over the land.
Right.
Then sometimes also you can get it by chance, like the games that Celcom is, I think some of the, is that Comium? Some of the Celcom companies are playing.
Yeah.
Where you can actually obtain a house, real estate.
Right.
From playing a game. So then they give you the deed.
Right.
All right. You can also mortgage.
Mortgage. What does that mean?
If sometimes they sell land to you, and they say you can pay over 20 years or 30-year period. And after that, you get a loan from the bank. And after you pay all that money, they give you the deed, right? So that's another way of getting land. These are, I believe, the known regular ways of obtaining land.
Are there irregular ways?
anything irregular, anything illegal is not acceptable. So we're not going to that. Also, somebody can pawn his deed to you with a clause that if I don't pay this person money
after
Suzo did,
yeah,
then this deed belongs to him, and then they execute, they pass the title of the land over to
you. Right.
So there are several ways of obtaining land legally.
Mm.
Now, only somebody who has legal title, either from the Republic of Liberia or through some of the ways that I've mentioned, can pass title to someone else.
Explain it in simple terms.
It means that if you didn't buy the land from government, the government did not give it to you. Nobody gave it to you. You don't have deed for it. You don't have paper from the government or anybody. You can't sell land. All right? You cannot sell land.
Why if the person sold land?
If you sell land, that is a crime because, one, either that land belongs to government or Liberia, or it belongs to somebody. If the land doesn't belong to government or Liberia, then it belongs to somebody or some institution like a church or some Liberian organization. All right? And when you do that, that is a crime. It falls under trespass, under the trespass portion of our penal law.
How severe is that?
It is severe. If you take somebody's land and sell it to somebody, or you just kind of occupy somebody's land, you build a house there and sit down there, or you lease somebody's land to somebody else, or mortgage it to somebody else, what I was explaining about mortgage, and you benefit him, that is a crime under our law. It is third degree felony. It means you can go to jail for like 3 years. So it's a serious offense under our law.
Now, in the interior, before you go further, in the interior, sometimes the people there claim they don't have deeds, but they claim title to certain portions of land. How do they acquire such land?
They don't have title. Like my family, your family, born in some part of Liberia. That's where when their parents, you know, great-great-great-grandparents came from Sudan, wherever, drifting from Sudan, when we reached the coast, that's where they settled. Now, from generation to generation, they make farm there. One generation make farm on a particular area, and everybody in the town know this quarter or this family that own a farming place here. Then, when they die, the next generation keep making farm there. What has brought problem in Liberia in the land dispute, unfortunately, is really the rise in the price of rubber.
The rise in the price of rubber?
Rise in the price of rubber. From my observation, because of the rise in the price of rubber, a lot of people in Liberia want to plant rubber. And when you plant rubber on the farm, it gives you permanent attachment to the land over other users. Before, people just make farm 1 year and then move on. Somebody else will come and make farm there. But if you plant rubber there, minimally 7 years for the rubber to grow and to be tapped, right?
Right.
And then after that, maybe the rubber tree will be there for 40 years. You alone and your children now have it without buying it. The land belongs to a group of people, but one person now got permanent attachment to the land.
Okay.
That is what has been bringing the conflict.
Okay. I understand we have a caller. Your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Boyma Humphrey Golapare. I have one question to ask the counselor.
Yes, go ahead.
Counselor, why is it that someone trespass on your land and get bill and get bill on that land and say this is my own place too and have no deed only because somebody has gone on the other side and getting deed and they refuse to leave the deed? What are the penalty for the such of people?
Yeah, but first thing, if you have deed, you have a right to file a judgment in court and get a person out. Or if that is, if you know what, now you say somebody giving deed. So the law is, you go to court, you file action in judgment in a circuit court as a civil action. And the first thing the court will look at, the court and jury, is where you got your deed from. You have to trace your deed from the Republic of Liberia to yourself. And then if the other person can't trace the deed to the Republic of Liberia, the court will take the land from that person and say it doesn't belong to you because you can't trace how you got it. All right? And then you will win your case. The question that you asked, Bruce, was whether or not court has capacity to solve land dispute.
Right.
Yes. From 1847 to now, there are hundreds of cases on the Supreme Court, in the reports of the Supreme Court,
right,
in the law reports,
right,
that show that the court has enormous capacity to resolve land disputes and have resolved several land disputes.
If that is the case, then why are there a lot of bloodshed over land disputes?
Because at the beginning with the war, beginning in the 1980s. After the military took over first, a lot of lands and real properties were like nationalized under what they call the Bureau of Reacquisition, and properties were taken. And during that period, some of the properties were conveyed without the process, ignoring the law, because the coup of 1980 was actually an overthrow of the rule of law. Mm. The constitution was put one side, and so it was like an overthrow of the rule of law. Mm. So the legal processes were not followed. Some lands were conveyed in an illegal manner, and some people stayed there. Then the war came and complicated. During the war, a lot of documents were destroyed at the archives. I saw 1990 September when I came from the States and arrived here, that there were land deeds in the streets that people were using to rob bread and all of that. So there was a complete destruction in the records of land. And then some people criminally went and plucked out sheets from some of the records, mm-hmm. you know.
From the archives, because,
yeah,
and so forth.
Because, you know, it's easier to trace land. For example, if the law requires that when you buy a land, you must probate the deed within 4 months. Mm. When it's probated at a probate court in Monrovia, and let me say most of the land disputes are from Monserrado County, particularly Monrovia.
Right.
All right.
Right.
That has a large population. Mm. We have land disputes in other parts of the country, but is minimum compared to what happens in Monrovia.
So but under the law, within 4 months, you should probate your land. What
deed.
Happens if you don't probate the
if
deed?
If you don't probate it, your deed becomes voidable, because if somebody buys from the same buyer, and then he probates the deed within 4 months, mm. and you don't probate your deed within 4 months, that person's deed is more legitimate than yours, become legitimate, and that person in the court of law will win over you. All right? So you probate your deed within 4 months. And when the deed is probated at the probate court, the register there records everything in pen, a vivid description of the deed. So, for example, if you probate your deed, let's say today is what?
Today is the 11th
okay,
or 10th
so
of April.
Yeah, the 10th of April, right? Mm. All the records for the 10th of April, all the deeds are registered on that day. Mm. Then when the book is filled, is put in an archive. So you and somebody are disputing. I say I bought land from John Brown. You say you bought land from the same John Brown, right? Mm. Then we go to check, and you say maybe you even want to say you bought it the same day. But we'll go to a probate court, and we'll check the record. My deed will be shown that it was probated on the 10th. And probably your deed will not be recorded on that day. We'll look in a book, mm-hmm. and we'll not see anything from John Brown to Bruce Boyd.
Yeah.
Then it means something is wrong with your deed.
I see.
All right. Also, that's one check.
Okay.
The next check is you go to the archives. When it's registered, after it's probated and is recorded in the clerk's book, you carry it to the archive. And the archive there has also a record mm-hmm. book. Mm-hmm. And they sit down and record everything in handwriting. And there's a date on it. Mm-hmm. So you go there, you check again. That date is not there. Maybe somebody has fraudulently helped you from the archive or even from the court to get through.
Yeah.
But my deed, the date that I say I registered my deed, mm. that is shown, will be there. And on that page, when you check, they will not see your name there. Those are the ways to check on deeds. And the courts go by that, and it's so clear.
So which court actually deals with land disputes?
All circuit courts all over the country. In Monrovia, the civil law court is the only court that deals with land issues. Title to land, who has title. But when it comes to criminal occupancy of people's land, mm. criminal possession, criminal conveyance of land, like you're selling somebody land, mm. you can go straight to the criminal courts that deal with it.
Okay.
All right? So criminal court C will deal with that, because that is related to theft, criminal intrusion and all of that. Or even, you know, in fact, even criminal court A and B, because of the trespass nature of it, can deal with it. All right? And then what is
the rule of the probate court?
Oh, the probate court only deals with registration of land.
Okay.
When the dispute comes over the land, mm. who has title, then you go to civil law court.
Okay.
You know, you go to civil law court. But if you want to deal with the fact that somebody received money on a false pretense and sold your land, all of that, that's theft. So you go to criminal court C, it will be. But if you just deal with trespass, it can be handled by criminal court A or B.
You're listening to Access to Justice right here on Star Radio FM 104, and I'm discussing with Councillor Tiawan Gongolo, and we looking at land disputes. And firstly, he started to talk about how people can own land in Liberia, legally. How to acquire land legally. So, Councillor Gongolo, if someone wants to buy a piece of land from another person, in simple terms, what should that person do?
Well, you pay the money to the person. The person go and survey the land. And after they survey the land, they get a deed. The surveyors have deed. So they get the deed. They write all of the description of the land, 1 acre of land, and it is from the north and south. They put all the technical expression terms, there.
Yeah.
And then after that, the person who's selling you the land sign the deed and give it to you. As soon as they sign the deed and give it to you, go find one lawyer. You go to probate court and probate the deed and register it. Once you probate and register it, you are right now. Then you got title to your land.
Is there no other way to check to know as to whether the person who is selling you this land has a legitimate title to it?
Well, you want to see the chain of his title. You want to see how you got the land. Mm. So he has the mother deed. Everybody got a mother deed. He too got a mother deed, and the president got a mother deed, got another mother deed, until you trace it to the Republic of Liberia.
Okay.
So that's one way. The other way is, if you want to be sure that you're buying land that has not been sold, go check to the archive.
Okay.
Go check to the archive, go check to the probate court, and find out whether the land here has not been sold. And
how will you
long
do that?
Time ago,
after the deed is given to you, or before the deed is prepared?
Before.
Before.
Before you want to buy land, the person said, I got land. Mm. And they gave you the description of the land.
Okay.
You go to the, because I told you, in the archive, they describe the land.
Okay.
Completely in a handwriting. Everything in the deed, they put it there.
All right.
So you go check, and they say, you say, I want to buy 1 acre of land, say, in Dwazon. And they show the area. You go ask for a surveyor. You and the surveyor go, because you may not understand the technical language. You check. The same description of the person, I say, that land you won't buy, the same description here, you will not buy, because the records are there. If people are checking on that, they will not make the mistake. The other thing is, long time ago, Ministry of Lands and Mines used to map, they had a map.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time one land is sold, then they map it.
Okay.
You know, then they map it.
Is that still happening?
I believe the Bureau of Cartography should have it, you know, to the map all the land. So you go to Lands and Mines and say, look, somebody wants to sell land to me in the area. I want to see your map, you know. And when you see that the land has been conveyed, has been sold to someone, you say, oh, my man, you won't fool me. I'm not buying that land. So those are the ways to check on it. Maybe one of the ways is to go. Some people have some surveying and firms. Mm. I think ECB Jones used to have one. I believe he probably has one or so.
Mm.
But, you know, there are some surveyors who are retired from government service who, if you pay money to check on the background land for you, can do it for you.
Okay.
You know, not the surveyor for the person you're going to buy from. Mm,
because ask different surveyor
to check on whether that land is free.
Okay.
And pay that surveyor to do that work for you, they will do it. You pay small money and save yourself all the embarrassment in the future.
Okay, Councillor, let's go back to the dispute side. Most often, even though you talk about people wanting to have rubber so they claim land and all those kind of things, they want to plant rubber and so forth, that's one of the issues that bringing a problem, land dispute. But in Monrovia, in Mosorado County, basically, a lot of people complain that people are selling their land, pieces of land, more than once to 2, 3, 4, 5 persons.
You know, but that's the criminal part, because you, land, you see the cell phone.
Mm.
If I sell it to you and you buy it from me, do I still have it in my hand?
No.
It's not in my hand again. So if I sell land, 1 lot to you, I don't have that lot anymore in my hand. Even if I have 100 acres of land, that particular lot is not in my hand again. It belongs to you. So I cannot sell it to someone again.
But that is what is happening.
That second selling is criminal. Because you are selling somebody's land. That is where this law, third degree felony that I read to you, is 15.21 of the penal law at section, paragraph 4, we clearly grab that person, because you are actually selling somebody's land. It's criminal.
So how can the person whose land is now being sold handle this issue?
The police, all police officers are trained at the police academy in the criminal law. So you need to complain to the police that here is your deed. Somebody, you acquired land 2 years ago and somebody is now selling it to someone. The police will arrest that person who is selling because that is a crime.
Most often
police
we see
responsible for a crime under the law, and that person will be charged and sent to court.
Most often we see people who are disputed land at Soto, they are the ones we normally see in court, and then the person who actually sold this land to them is nowhere in court. Why does it happen?
No, that's
that
the wrong thing. The person who sells, this law says the person who conveys, the person who, so now also the person who occupies, so that the person you see on the land,
mm-hmm.
All right? It is that person on the land who should tell you, this is how I got on the land. So then the person who put that person there by this criminal conveyance also has committed a crime, you know? And so that person should be brought on an ambit of the law. It should be arrested and charged.
So the seller should be the mean person.
Of course. The seller, you know, but the person who occupies also has trespassed.
Not knowing.
Well, you know, I was telling you, you want buy land, you want get the surveyor, you want check on all these things to make sure that you're buying. You know, even the law that we have, that when you buy stolen property, you are also a rogue, right?
Yeah.
So you go and occupy a land that doesn't belong to you, and the only justification for your occupying the land is that somebody sold it to you, but the person who sold it to you acted criminally. So you are also acting criminally because the whole route.
The transaction is not legal.
The whole thing is criminal. So, you know, but sometimes people want to keep the land. Sometimes they shield the person who sold the land because they really don't want to leave that land. The best thing to do is to identify that person, let the person come to court, because the person has also wronged you, you know. And let me tell people, there's no need to fight. No need to fight for land business.
Why isn't...
Because there's a...
No need to fight. When somebody paid $1,200 for a piece of land in Konkota and someone else is building, and that person who bought the land doesn't have money to build.
Let me tell you, I always give an example with George Weah, our celebrated football player. In 1995, he was taken to the civil law court by someone who is not popular. One Liberian had bought the land. He was in exile in Guinea. Somebody sold the land to George Weah. He built a $500,000 property house on the land. And then the person after that took him to civil law court. In 1995, George Weah was still the most popular person in Liberia, the most loved, because he had not talked politics. But you know what? The jurors brought a unanimous verdict against him, saying, looking at the deed, that the other man, D, was older and he had a proper trace and everything. And that same person who had sold the land to the other person sold the land to him. So he was found guilty. I mean, he was found liable. And he appealed to the Supreme Court. But somebody advised him, don't you appeal. You go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court decide all the property will belong to the man because house go with land.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily for him, he went and talked to somebody advised him to talk to Mr. Ahaji Kruma, who was on the Council of State that time.
Okay.
Ahaji being member of the LFA and thing that time, talked to his kingsman and said, look, this man is our hero. He could have bought a house in France. He decided to come and build a house here. Let's not make him shame.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to rebuy the land from you. That's how they negotiated and rebought it. But so if George Weah could lose land legally in court, who in this country cannot legally lose land in court? So people should rely on the court instead of fight. Because if you fight, the person who criminally got your land could even kill you or beat you, and then you will suffer twice.
So there's no need to uproot somebody's
Break
down somebody's foundation.
Let me tell you, I'm a lawyer. I got a land on Robert's Feet Highway. Somebody went and put a cornerstone on before it, and they're trying to build a house there. Praying for the person to build a decent house. I'm not going to court now because I know the land for me. As soon as they finish building that house and moving to it, I will go to court and I will win and I will eject that person. I will throw that person out.
Throw the person out of land?
Yes.
I'm not fighting. It's not possible.
It is possible.
Very possible.
Very possible.
Maybe it's because you are a lawyer.
As a lawyer, I have that confidence and I will not fight because the person know the land for me. They went and put corners to in front of it and they're going. I just praying for them to build a fine house there. It will be for my children.
Okay, the voice of Councillor Tiawan Gangolo, he's been here talking on access to justice, especially discussing the topic how to acquire land in Liberia. And what to do when you have a case, especially a land dispute with another person, how you can take it to court and so forth. Well, next time we'll be here discussing the statute of limitation, how long it can take before you take your land dispute to court and so forth. My name is Bruce Boy, your usual legal friend. Do have a pleasant time.